Welcome to Define You Radio, where you get lessons, tips, and more from those who decided to define life on their own terms and are changing the lives of others. Pens and papers ready. Class is now in session.
I'm so serious about changing that intro. But anyway, welcome to Define You Radio. Class is in session. No, this is not Tina Turner. This is your host, the Southern Belle of Bold, Valencia Griffin Wallace. But I do have my Tina Turner voice on. We're just going to make it work. I'm excited to be back. We hadn't had a live show in a while. We've been on vacation, so we could come back with hotter hot seat Tuesdays. And of course I am joined by my fabulous, lovely, beautiful co-host, LaVon and Shannon Queens, if y'all want to say hey.
Hey y'all.
Hey.
We ready.
Y'all are so awesome. Yeah, and let me tell you, in case you don't follow the show or follow any of us on Facebook, we decided to come back with a hot topic. And let me do a little disclaimer that I expect foolery and seriousness and real stuff that women and men or whoever be able to relate to. We are talking about the feminizing of men, feminization, however you want to put it. You know, we're talking about the skinny jeans and all the things that some men are doing these days. But on a serious note, is this why a lot of women are single? What's your view of what a real man is? You know, we y'all have questions. We have questions, but together we're going to figure out some answers. So I want to get that together. Make sure you are sharing the show that you're on. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them on our Facebook page at Define You Radio. I'm trying to think. It's so crazy. We hadn't did a live show in a while. I'm like, what am I doing again? I'm going to add this note in case you guys haven't heard. The Move Experience is coming to New Orleans, Louisiana. And you may be wondering, okay, yes, cue the second line music. In case you're wondering, what in the world is the Move Experience? Well, Define You and Embrace Your Cake is combining our annual conference, and Move is for making our visions emerge. And it's truly going to be a great experience. That's why it's called the Move Experience and not the Move Conference or any other word. It's going to be an experience like only that could happen in New Orleans. So with that being said, to find out more information, visit the website at valenciagwallace.com. Ladies, let's get the show started.
Yes,
because I got my list.
Okay,
I'm
so
gonna behave tonight.
Shannon, anybody that listens to the show, anyone that listens to the show, especially when we have our hot topics, know better and expect different, and that's what we love. So. Mm-hmm. She's not going to behave. I'm going to take an audience poll. Okay, so I kind of want to kick it off with this before we even talking about the feminization of men, which is a long word. What do you ladies consider a real man? Like, what is a real man? Shannon, if you would like to go first.
Sure, I'll go first. I guess to me a real man is that depiction of what my father showed me. A man that works, that takes care to make sure that his family, his children are provided for, the covering, the protection, the grooming, to me a real man is they're hard, but they know how to be soft when necessary. they're aggressive, but they know how to be passive as necessary. So for me, a real man is a man that recognizes his role as a man and understand that it doesn't mean that he has to be this hard, men don't cry person all the time, but he's totally in touch with who he is, his feelings, his emotions. But it doesn't take away from the strength of a man for him.
That was so dictionary.com. Did you Google that? Like, that was, I was, okay, I guess we got to warm up because we hadn't did a show in a while, because I was expecting a real man, so maybe that's where I'm a Shannon may be rubbing off of me. That was a great
I didn't Google that. I honestly just sat and thought about my father for a moment. Like, okay, because that, I mean, he's not perfect. You know, he's made mistakes. He's, you know, but at the end of the day, he still taught me what a man should look like, how a man should move. Like, I mean, it's not, you see how she's trying to pull me? She's trying to pull me off the snow. But like, for example, like last year, my AC went out and it's like 100 degrees in Florida. So, you know, I'm like, okay, my AC went out, but daddy, you know, when the sun go down and it's cooler, you can look at it. No, let me go look at it now because I can't have you and my grandbaby riding around in it. That to me was like, if a man can't do that, he's not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my daddy put our comfortability before his own at that moment.
Hence, arranged marriage by Valencia.com. Y'all playing. I'm working on that. I'm so, the membership will be $99.99, but I'm gonna have a 99% hookup marriage rate.
Right.
LaVon. LaVon, what is your definition of a real man?
I liked Shannon's answer, and I thought it was very politically correct. I just think rough, rugged, you know, when you see, I think, you know, working on cars, you know, like she said, a man, you know, is going to take care of his family, he's a provider. But when you see, I guess I was just thinking about when you look at, what do you look and you see, I'm looking at, you know, whether it's a man in uniform or overalls or coveralls or, you know, his hands are dirty, his, you know, he's scruffy because he hasn't shaved today. You know, just this rugged, it's like this ruggedness.
Okay,
it says,
so
I'm a man, I take care of my family.
LaVon is not describing a man. LaVon is describing what she likes to look at. Let's be clear, because she won't look.
But, you know, Shannon, okay, so this is where the mess will start, okay? This is where the mess will start, okay? I like both of you guys's, you queens, definitions, and so mine will be like a gumbo-ish of, you know, to me, when I think about a real man, I look at the example that was set by my uncle, who was a Marine and became a fireman, and, you know, he changed oil. He taught me stuff about a car because he said with my attitude, I probably wouldn't ever be anybody's wife. So he taught me, like, car stuff. And so to me, a real man is like, is that. They're strong. They know man stuff, you know. And maybe what I consider to be man stuff is because I'm Southern. Like, I wish I would take out the trash in my house. It has to be something serious. And with one of the things I could honestly say, and this is just me being 100, had I followed those guidelines of what originally what was put in me by my uncle of what a man should be, you know, loving, taking care of his family, and just the different things he did, then I would not have had so many relationship mishaps in the past, okay? Let me just be honest. One thing I could say about my husband, who is on the line, one thing, and by the time, you know, my husband came into my life, I was kind of like no holds barred version of Valencia, the one y'all see today. this is what he got. And I was like, I don't want a man that I know more about a car than he does. And, you know, like I had, you know, because this is what a man is. And, you know, I want to know you been at work because you coming home stinking, your hands rough, your shoes dirty, where I got to tell you don't put them on the carpet like that. Those are my personal preferences. Okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay?
Exactly.
Like, I want, you know, that post that says my hands look like this so hers could look like this. That's a real man to me.
Absolutely.
Because,
yes.
You know, not saying nothing is wrong with, you know, of course, men that are bankers, lawyers, you know, suit wearers and those kind of things. But when I think of what a real man is to me, I don't want me to say the trash needs to be taken out and my husband is plucking his eyebrows or something, which is, you know, part of the, you know, because let's be honest. Men these days be, you know, or filing his nails or, it stinks. Let's, you know.
Brows
I'm just saying,
look better than
some,
mine.
Some women, you know, his eyebrows on fleek and mine, like, looking crazy because I'm taking the trash out.
Major problem.
You know, I can't find my chapstick because he took it so his lips could be smooth. I have problems with that. So,
see, we don't
that
get started.
Out of the way.
That is something.
Now that, you know, but, you know, like,
I agree.
Real things, like, okay, of course, when I grew up, you know, men were going through different phases. You know, it was like the... with jeans, let's just look at how men's clothing has changed, you know, from baggy to this. And then it was skinny jeans, and I'm like, uh-uh. And to me, if a man approached me to date me and he had skinny jeans on, I would have so many questions, probably some comments, and there probably would have been, like, some altercation.
No, Robert, I was going to say it's going to be some straight-up jokes. I'm clowning it. I can't respect you in skinny jeans coming through.
But that
your jeans fit tighter than mine.
Really?
You know? Like, I have
still more curved than me.
But, okay, so with my son, who's 21, so, of course, you know, around his teenage years and probably even still now, I don't know, men, you know, that's when the skinny jeans were coming in. And so we went through a phase of not skinny, but to me they were a little bit too skinny. And needless to say, I had problems. And I just kept going in and going, I ain't mine. I was not supportive, you know, hashtag I'm human. And, you know, I was like, Cameron, you know what I'm saying? Like, you working out, you know, he got a gym booty, so to speak, you know, when men work out and stuff, and I was like, you can even some straight leg pants he cannot wear, like, So, but that phase passed as far as, like, the skinny jeans, because I'm telling you, I was in here being, you know,
ain't that good.
My husband, you know, because, like, I was just not, I'm confused, and even what else the started wearing the jumpers, not
the rompers.
That went too far.
The rompers went way too far.
He never did that. Let me say this, okay? He never did that because I would have burned it down.
Let me ask this. I know you go off someplace, but I need, since we spoke rompers, right? So I mentioned that before, but you know, people told me it was like, well, Prince wore them, why they're proper.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah.
Prince? So that was their comeback for it. Like, oh, well, Prince. And I'm like, well, but can we be honest? Like, I love Prince music, but honestly, I couldn't see myself laying next to Prince. You're bigger than me. I cannot have that. Your hair is fluff instead of going to bed. Right. Your hair is fluff instead of going to bed, and I got this scarf on. How does that even work?
You got my bun, and I know. I'm like, we can't do that.
You know, we sharing curling irons and stuff. Prince is like you said, I agree with Shannon with that part. Like, I love Prince music, but let's be honest with who would be the man in that relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking
right.
out the trash and mowing the yard or whatever else, you know, because he around the house hollering in rompers or cup, you know, like, rest in heaven, Prince. I love your music.
Rest, yes. Yes.
You are real, you know, real pretty man. And I don't want to be able to say that about somebody I date either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
like
I'm
even like you mentioned, like even you mentioned a rough hand. Okay, yeah, there was a mm-hmm. post I saw last week on Facebook. It was like, if a man came to you with hands like this, would you let him touch you? And, you know, it was like, you know how man hands look when they're out there working on cars or building stuff and the dirt
yeah.
all under the nails and stuff. And I'm like, absolutely. Why? Because why not? Like, that's a working man's
right.
hand. I have
yes,
a problem.
Exactly.
With,
exactly.
I have a problem with you touching me and your hand feels like baby, like baby soft. Like, that's
right.
not right.
Like, you ain't and, did no work.
Right.
Right.
And you know. Can you go get some sandpaper and just scrub your hands a little bit, just a little bit? I don't need them to bleed, but just make them a little
right.
rough. Something.
Right.
Something.
A callus
you know, like,
or something.
Right, thank you. I do like the occasional, you rub your hand across my back and your skin get caught on my shirt. Oh, babe, watch that. Watch that. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
So, okay, so when I say the feminizing, I came with Shana. I knew it was only a matter of time, 16 minutes into the show. She did good, though. She did good. I'll give her props.
She did good, though.
When you think of the feminizing of men, and we live in a very, you know, do what you feel, wear what you want type society, when you think
mm-hmm.
of what, when we decided to talk about this topic, like, what's the first thing that stuck out of your mind, in your mind, I guess, as far as the feminizing of men?
For me, I said the first thing that stuck out was men. The feminizing of men is what's causing the masculinity of women.
Mm. Wow. Oh, that's deep. Mm.
That's almost like the end of the show. I know, Shannon, that's deep.
But that's really what I thought, and I'll tell you from the perspective, because me being a single woman, it's like, where are the real men that do these things? So I have to do it.
Uh-huh.
I have to figure, I have to take out the trash. You know, thank God, like I said, my father's still around, and I said this to my brothers, I hope y'all paying attention, because if something happened to him, who going to fix my car? You know, I'm not going to do it. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I've had to cut grass. I've had to do, and it's like, and then you meet men and like, oh, you're so independent. You don't need a man, blah, blah, blah. But I've had to do it. I've had to do it because, like, I mean, we've got men that think they're prettier than me. They got, you know, it's like almost like they want to compete with you. Like, dude, come on, you're a man. Why are we competing? Like, I don't understand. Like, I get my makeup done and you think your makeup needs to be better. Like, that's a problem.
Ooh.
You know, so it's the feminization of men is making women have to take on a masculine role in life because there's nobody, the whole balance is off, really.
Do you not think it's the other way around?
I think it, to some degree. To some degree, yeah. To some degree, it's on both sides.
I think, you know, it's almost that question, like, did what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken. Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when you look at movements like, you know, the feminist movements and things like that, independent women rise up, which is not a movement, but, you know, whatever.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying, like things like that, women have, you know, back in the day women couldn't work or didn't work outside the home and couldn't vote and different things like that. So as women have gotten more rights to be quote unquote equal to men,
mm-hmm.
do you think that is the thing that made some men like step back to you know? That's a good question. This degree, is where the show takes a serious turn.
I think, in my opinion, to some degree, yes. I'm not even just going to say it's even a lot of things like I've actually said this to a couple women, and they told me I set women back by 1,000 years with my thinking. But it's the whole, even the Beyonce, who run the world, girls, and you know, mm-hmm. all that. But yet you say that, but then you say you want a man, but then you get this man, you tell this man, well, I don't really need you, which is something I myself can say mm-hmm. I've been guilty of. I don't need you here, but I want you, is what I would say.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
And things of that nature can cause men to, you know, it can cause some men to kind of be a little bit more feminine than they should be. I mean, it's just it goes both ways. I think on both sides it goes both ways. So there's some men that haven't had that encounter, but yet because we have this live free, live authentic, live your best life movement, we have men putting on dress mm-hmm. and high heels because I'm just living authentically me. I'm not. You know, I just felt like doing this. I wanted to do this. And it's like, well, why?
Great point. Mm-hmm. I have so much to add, but I want to go ahead and let LaVon step in with her initial thoughts when, you know, when we talked about the feminizing of men.
Well, I mean, Shannon then took us deep. I'm like, that, my little answer, wow. Because it's
what happened
it
when we go on vacation.
That took me, it changes your perspective, I would say. It just changed my perspective. But from the initial, when we first mentioned this conversation and we began to talk about it, that we were going to talk about it, the things and I guess it's because I'm a visual person. So most of my comments are probably visually related. But I thought about the men and their man bun, you know, men with eyeliner on, you know, and mascara, you know, manis and pedis, which I don't have a problem with manis and pedis. But you shouldn't be trying to knock me down to get in the door to get your mani and pedi. You know, that type of thing. And, you know, are getting plastic surgery because you have men that are getting, you know, injections to make for their calves, for their pretty,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I just got all these visuals of not seeing, like Shannon said, what's wrong with the, you know, the rough hands, you know. It lets me know that you've taken care of us. You know, you've taken care of the home because you're working. I need to see a callus somewhere. There's nothing wrong with getting a manicure and a pedicure, but you know, I need to look at your hands and know you did some work, not that you sit at home and play video games all day.
I agree. I like nail on the head, and honestly, like when I go to the nail shop and I've seen, you know, couples come in, and I've seen mm-hmm. men come in by themselves. And,
mm-hmm.
okay, you can't help but have questions in your head, like, you know, he's a real confident man, or what in the world? Like, okay, there's my husband needs a pedicure. I love you, mm-hmm. honey, but, you know, but I'm going to do that. And even though I suggested we go, you know, that we go to a spa or go somewhere and, like, he get his feet done because he wear work boots and stuff like that, it hasn't happened, and we've been together for a while, mm-hmm. Which I would not have a problem with if he said, okay, I think, you know, yeah, I need something done with my feet. However, if he was like, okay, we're going to do this every 2 weeks and I'm going to make our appointments, we might have to have a talk about
right.
you know, when we going back to the nail shop, I'm going to have some questions, some serious questions.
Yes.
And the problem with the man bun, I'm glad LaVon said that because I remember, not the man bun, I think it was headbands that the soccer mm-hmm. player started wearing. The one that's married to the Spice Girl. David Beckham.
David
so
Beckham.
Remember when he started wearing the headband? And, you know, he played soccer and he had this look and everything else. So then all of a sudden, you know, men thought it was cool. He plays soccer. He's on TV. Like, he's
right.
paid to be noticed because hence his all of a sudden his, you know, sponsors went up, whatever you call it, when, you know, they get, you know, when people pay them
right.
and stuff. So that's different. But if my husband come home with a headband, Houston gonna have a problem. And those are my feelings. Not saying if you wear a headband and you're a man, something wrong with you. You just couldn't be mine.
Well,
watch
okay.
Me.
Well, let me ask. Okay, but if he's got on a headband, right? Could it just possibly be he has on a headband? I'm talking about. I'm trying to defend my brother now. If he got a headband, could it possibly be that maybe it was to catch the sweat to keep it from running in his face?
That's a sweatband. I have no problems with men wearing sweatbands. I'm talking about a headband. Like, we could actually, you know what I'm talking about. I defend
like
your brother, girl, I ain't mad.
You know.
But is he wearing a headband or a sweat band?
Yeah. This is Stephen.
Tell your brother I said it's okay if it's a sweat band. Just don't say, don't, as long as you don't ever say, can you reach me my headband, please? You know.
Your scrunchie, you know, he wants to borrow your scrunchie and all that.
No. No. Now he might say, let me get your ponytail holder because he's got dreads. So if you say, let me get one of your ponytail holders. All right, here you go.
See, and I was about to say that, you know, because my older brother has long dreads, right? So sometimes he will, you know, pull them back, of course, when he's working. I've seen a lot of men do that. Would that, you know, like how would you, is that okay? So it's okay to wear, like, your head. Is a headband okay in that case? I have questions.
I mean,
well, you know, they make
the
stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
and
you know,
the
they make
kind of
stuff
work
for men. Yes.
I mean,
exactly.
And especially out here in this Florida heat, most of the men I know, especially that work outside, they have something, whether it's a scarf or a headband, something to especially if they have hair, to keep it from falling forward. If it's construction, that kind of thing, to keep it from, you know, getting caught in something. So, I mean.
Exactly.
It all depends.
What about a bonnet?
Now,
Tim,
you can't ever do a bonnet. You can't never do that across the line.
But if he got a lot of hair.
No. I'm sorry. My son has had dreads. They make specially tight caps just
yes,
for men
do.
With dreads. Because
yes,
when he
do.
Got long enough, he was like, Mama, will you get me one of those? For because, like you said, when he playing ball or whatever. But he coming here asking for my bunny? No, man,
no.
We can't do that. No.
Listen,
we can't do that.
I have a problem with looking at some of the guys I know here. I look up and you have on your girlfriend's slippers in the grocery store. I have a problem with that.
Wait,
you mean to tell me you don't
what?
Have you a pair of slippers? For her
they ain't got no Nike slides.
I was just going to say, you don't have some Nike slides, some Jordan slides, some Puma slides. I mean, they got all kind of man slides.
Jeez.
I don't understand why you had to put her slippers on and came out like, I guess you're trying to tell me you're not afraid of your masculinity, but I have a problem with your masculinity because you're trying too hard to prove it to me if you feel you need to do that.
But see, that kind of brings back to, you know, my offshoot of what Shannon said. Is it because as women we've become, you know, we have voices now. We're strong. We're taking care of our kids and housework and 80-hour jobs. How does a man fit into that? It's like y'all competing, you know, almost. You understand what I'm saying? Because one of the things that I had to learn, and I've said this on the show before, I had to learn how to be a wife. Me and my husband are not equal. I had to learn that, and y'all know I've been married before. I've had relationships before. I always felt like I was the equal. However, I still wasn't taking out the trash, but I felt like, you know, whatever you could do, I could do too. That doesn't
exactly
make me, you know, so it's like in society, you know, like we honestly, I would say, men probably have a harder time defining manhood today than any other day. The lines were very clear. They
absolutely
were very clear back in the day. But now the lines are blurred in some way, and that's probably why the, you know, marriage rates are going down, you know. And it, you hear, you know, like with women is – because I don't want to say find a man, but I'm going to just make it simple. But it's because your idea as a single woman of what you want in a man is the man you knew when those lines were clear. Adjusting to these new men, some of them, I ain't going to say all of them,
mm-hmm,
you know, but some of
mm-hmm
them, I can see where it's a problem, especially when you're raising a son.
Yeah.
That's my
yeah
2 cents.
Yes.
Well, and you know what, and now that I'm thinking a little bit more, back to your question of is it the other way around, women being emasculated and causing men's feminization, the more I think about it, honestly, you might have a point that is primarily, honestly, on the women on this one. Because
mm-hmm
I'm thinking to even something simple like Father's Day. And can I tell you that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It burns me to my core to hear and to see women say to another woman, Happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Just because you chose, because, I mean, now, see, I said I wasn't going to go there. I was going to behave, but I'm going in now. So just because you chose to have a baby with this man, that either a couple of things happened. Either he was a good man and you ran him away trying to control every situation, because that sometimes happens,
mm-hmm,
or you already knew when you laid down with him to have the child that he had other kids and he wasn't doing anything with them, but you thought you were going to
mm-hmm
be the one to change him. Or when you messed with the man, y'all wasn't together, and he told you he didn't want, still did whatever you felt was necessary to make that happen and have a child. So now you feel because I got to do this by myself, or I'm doing this alone, I deserve Mother's Day and Father's Day. I'm sorry, little mama. Let's back it up, take a pause, and understand one thing. You could never be a father. Never. That is not something God ever intended a woman to do. We can be extraordinary mothers, which is what we strive to be, even if a man is there. But you can never take the place of what a child will need of a father. You can never teach a boy what help him understand the feelings of the changes in his body. You can never teach a girl what it really looks like to be treated by a man, because guess what? The man that you chose today as her father, and you couldn't even get that right. So you can't show
I'm
a
scared
child. It hurts me because, you know, here's some real talk. It really bothers me because, now, like my son's father died when he was 3. So I have no choice but to do everything. Some of y'all
right
had the choice. Y'all were given the choice, and you chose otherwise. Some of these, there are men out there that I know want to be involved in a child's life so bad, because either
mm-hmm
you can't get him back
mm-hmm
or you can't control him and
say
make
it,
him do
girl
things
hashtag
that you want it
amen
done. You will keep
Jesus
him away from his kids. Then you got, and it bothers me because it's like if you only knew what it really, really meant for that child to not have their father. And see, you're affecting them because they know their father. They know the father who he is, but you're keeping them from him. My child can't get to his father. There is no other option for him. There is nothing. And so to take that from those people that are fathers, people like my father, people like my brothers, people that are the single fathers that are for real out there that don't, some of these men are single fathers. They have their children and don't even feel like asking a mother for child support, and I think they're crazy. I'm sorry, she would have no problem taking you. Why are you not taking her? So
that's
yeah,
a whole
know,
other
it,
show.
A whole other show. But I really, you know, as I'm thinking about it, women as a whole have a lot to do with with the feminization of men. They have a whole lot to do with
it. I agree.
Now, like I said, now me personally, I don't like soft men. I don't want any man that can't say no to me. That's just me. I told my mother this some years ago, and it's just being funny, but I need me like a spiritual thug. I need you.
Jesus, Lord.
Listen, I need him to be able to put me in a headlock and pray all at the same time. Not literally, but figuratively. Put me in my place.
Arranged Marriage by Valencia.com. We're taking applications for spiritual thugs. I don't even know what to say next after that. So I'm going to hand the mic over to LaVon to respond to Queen Shannon. Go ahead, LaVon.
All I got to say is, do we have any sponsors we could go to right now? Lord, Jesus.
We got to work on that part. Just like, come on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I mean,
like
what
she got
is
real
deep.
Angry with women today.
Yes.
Shannon got angry
yes.
with women today. She made
yes.
some great points. Then she closed it off with spiritual thug. I lost
yes.
all the jokes I had.
She lost me. That's what I was going to say. She lost me because I'm like, wow, like I said earlier, perspective. Shameless plug. In my new book, I actually wrote about a section about one thing that she said. I didn't know what it was like to grow up with a father, but
mm-hmm.
I had, you know, men, I had father figures around. I had someone that demonstrated what
right.
a male was supposed to look like, but her saying that just made me think about, I also saw that other side, those women that felt like since I am the mom, you know, and they say that I'm the mother and the father, you know, I'm having to be the
right.
mama and the daddy. But I totally agree, because there is just something, and I actually just shared this with a friend, that God put a special type of spirit in a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That allows him to
Ooh,
be a man.
Preach.
But, I mean, I just feel that there's a special type of spirit, because if you think about even when from the beginning, the way we were created, man was created first, God allowed him. He brought the animals of the field to him. He had him see things and to name it. So he put a word in his mouth. He was able to speak something.
Oh.
And I think that only a man can put that into another man. So I understand I was raised by a single mom. I understand what it's like to see her, you know, doing some of the roles of a father, like having to take care of the home and to provide, you know. But I had a grandfather and I had uncles, you know, that came and cut the grass, that worked on the
mm-hmm.
cars. So I knew that there were still some things that were needed by a man that only a man could feel. So I totally agree. We can't take from men what God had put inside of them.
Okay.
We can't take it from them and say happy Father's Day to me, because he didn't create you to be a father. When he blew the breath
right.
of life, that Zoe breath into you, he blew into a man of a man. And only a man can give those things that they were intended to give, to bring to this world, to bring to our lives. As daughters, we needed to see those manly things done. We needed to know that a man is supposed to protect, that he's supposed to provide, you know, how he's supposed to treat us. You know, we are supposed to learn that from that father figure, and we can't, you know, our moms can't do that. Just like there are
right.
things that a mother can do that a man, you know, even you have some single dads out there, but there's still some things that he just can't relate to. He just can't get, because the same way God gave men a spiritual authority, you know, to be able to pour into men, he gave us women, you know,
Absolutely.
That nurturing spirit, that helpmate spirit, and only we can teach that to our daughters. We can only teach that to another woman.
Mm.
So I totally agree. And so that's why I said, when Shannon said that, it did shift the perspective. We kind of touched on this before. We have to take some responsibility. Because you think about it, that mom, like she said, that don't want, you know, mad at the dad and doing this, you know, maybe she pushes him into being or taking on some different characteristics to kind of strip away those manly traits that she recognized from the man that's no longer there.
This My show just got way serious.
I think it's offering time. I think it's offering time.
Pass the offering plate. I love what both of y'all said, like hashtag amen. And I remember on Father's Day getting text messages, not now, but, you know, when I was a single mom, getting those text messages on Father's Day, you know. But this is the thing. You don't see happy Mother's Day to all the fathers that's playing moms, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that.
Right.
Like,
right.
I've never seen that, even though we know there are fathers out there taking care of their kids without moms. We don't, and then when kids are hearing, you know, because adults think, you know, we think we whisper and kids don't hear. Well, I don't think they do. So when we say stuff like, you know, I'm having to play both roles of the man and a woman, well, that gives the child a jaded view of what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
True.
And so, and then when they go forward in relationships, they watch mom, for instance, do the role of a man and a woman, when truly a woman cannot. I don't care how many times you turn your head, your hand back and pull your pants down, whatever else, and y'all can take it whatever way you want to take it. But I don't care how much some women think they can be a man or step in that man role. No, some stuff is if your chromosomes do not lie.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to take the bass out of my voice. But it's one of the things that I can say when I look at my dad before, you know, things I saw, I always saw my dad go to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then when he was no longer there, then I had, you know, my one uncle who I looked at and saw him being not just a man, but a family man. And I saw his wife being a wife. So I saw that, you know, of course those memories faded as I trolloped in relationships. But when I honestly seeing, you know, being with my husband and even seeing, you know, my father-in-law and the things that he taught my husband and how my husband was, you know, or is with, you know, us and things he taught Cam, like to, you know, work on do stuff with the car and, you know, different things like that. It different things in life just kind of changes your perspective as you grow. And I hope I never said those words in front of my son about me having to play the mama and a daddy. Because then it gives kids, you know, young adults and as they grow into adults, a jaded view of what that means.
Absolutely.
That's my serious note.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So it kind of goes back to that statement again about is it the women being more masculine and even though some roles we don't choose, some roles have been assigned to us, you know, like I say, you know, I didn't, when I was a single mom, that was not a choice, so to speak.
That's not.
But, and I taught my son the things that I could teach from a woman's perspective. But there were some things, you know, that, you know, like you can't, you could teach them how to grow up to be a responsible adult, but being a man is different. I couldn't teach him how to shave his face. Not without YouTube or Google and I'm, you know, or different things like that. And, you know, you really want to, and I think women really, and whether you are a wife or a single mom or whatever, grandmother, whatever your role is, really need to look at you know, that part of it. Like, are you being so masculine that the women or the men growing up, the young boys you're raising, are confused with what masculine means? So here's a conspiracy question. Do you think young, you know, like when you grow up, the girls get the Easy Bake Oven, the dolls, that kind of stuff, right? And I know today, and I'm doing my air quotes, people are, you know, letting their sons play with, like, you know, brooms, you know, like the little kid kits and stuff like that. What are your thoughts about that? Because it starts that early.
It does. I say this, and this is the truth. While I may not like it, to each its own, my child won't play with it. That's just how I look at it. you need to know about, you know, all the boy action figures. You know, understand that. I mean, he understands the difference between girls and boys.
Right.
You know, and like I said, thank God that I have, you know, my six brothers and my father that are in his life and around him, so that, you know, my dad will get him out there quick. Come on, come touch this grass. Come do, you know, you need to do that. So he's there. He's being, you know, and filled with those things. But, you know, I mean, you see it. Oh, it's just a doll. He's fine with playing with the doll. You know, like even on Queen Sugar. I was glad when she threw that doll baby away. Why is he walking around the doll baby? And y'all condoning this? No, not my son. Do what you want. That's what you feel you want to go. That's, you know, I don't like it, but go with it. But mine, no can do.
LaVon.
I guess because I'm not sure. I didn't really have that experience. You know, I have boys, a boy and a girl, and I would say we try to, you know, and I think as parents we try to push them into those directions. You know, we want to give the boys trucks and we want to buy our girls dolls. But my daughter's first Christmas, where she was old enough to get gifts, you know, and actually open her gifts and see, and she was not even two yet. But when she opened it and it was a baby doll in it, she picked it up, she looked at it, she threw it to the floor. So she never was a doll. You know, I never could get her. She wasn't that girly, but I look at, she had three brothers, so she wanted to do what she saw them doing.
The boys.
Yes, but I've also seen the other side where you see, like you said, little boys with dolls, and, you know, and now with the brooms and stuff, I think I'm okay with that because it's teaching them to clean. You know, I'm teaching them house things. I tell my son now, you know, that's about to be 24. At the rate this world going, you're not guaranteed to get a wife like your mama. So you need to know how to clean and know how to cook. So come on, you know.
#Amen.
It's just something I think they need to know.
You better learn how to make a dinner out of noodles.
Yes.
Those are my mother's exact words to my brother. You're going to get in here and learn how to cook. You're going to clean up because you're not guaranteed to meet somebody like me as soon as you move out of here. That's going to do what I do. Mm-hmm. So you need to come on and learn it. So those were her exact words.
Exactly. And I mean, I feel that way because I'm like, I tell them, I said, these young girls coming up now, all they know how to do is order and pick up.
And
you know,
twerk.
They're going to order the takeout and they go pick
twerk.
It up.
You better say that.
But you know, they might come microwave, but who can go in there and make some biscuits or know how to make homemade gravy, or you know, who's gonna clean house and dust?
Does it have to be homemade? Does it? Because I make gravy out the pack.
Lord.
You heard me. Hold on. I've tried to make homemade gravy, okay? I've tried.
But
we just don't eat a lot of stuff.
But you know what they're gonna do?
Okay, I tried.
They're gonna buy some gravy out the store, they're gonna go pick some up at the restaurant. They're not even gonna try.
Yeah.
And you don't have many that want to do that. Yes. But, you know, so that's why I say the brooms and stuff, you know, little playing kitchen, because, you know, even that, I can't say she did like playing with her little kitchen set, and she would pretend she was making them food. But, you know, so that I can see. But, you know, as far as giving them dolls or even, like, dresses and, you know, letting, you know, some to me some things go a little too far.
Yes.
But,
I,
no, to each
I agree. What about, because another, you, there are so many different things, and it's funny, we were just talking about some of this stuff, I think a couple of weeks ago or whenever, just with my son and his, because he's in that age group of, you know, young men trying to do, wear crazy stuff and do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even, I'm so glad he's, you know, him. And my husband is very much that example, you know, for him. But, you know, sometimes you have men, like, wanting to paint one nail. Because they had a guy, a young guy, come in the nail shop while I was there, and he wanted stripes painted on his nails. And this is the thing. I'm not exactly sure if he was, you know, he wasn't feminine to me, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if, you know, that was a thing or whatever. But, like, I'm... if my son painted his nails, I don't, and I remember, I think even when I was in school, they had some guys that would, you know, do it with like a Sharpie or something like that. But those were usually goth type or
that
type. Like, I don't recall any, you know, I hate to say it like this, but I don't recall any like football players or something like that walking around with one painted nail or anything.
Exactly.
Unless their girlfriend did it or somebody did it in class, like it wasn't done on purpose.
Right. Yes, exactly.
That's my 5 cents.
It is. It's very, because you've seen, you know, now where you see them with the nail polish on, you know, the skinny jeans and, you know, and I think the one that just kind of took me, that's what I was getting ready to say, that one just took me over the edge was to see the to see them with extensions or wearing weaves or, you know, man wigs or, because I'm like telling my dad, I'm like, dude, that man got weave in his hair. She's like, no, mama, he got locks. I'm like, them. I said, look, now, if anything your mama know is weave, and that ain't real.
That ain't real. That ain't real.
Those aren't real. So,
well,
to see stuff like that.
LaVon sounded like her heart hurt when she said that.
Right.
Yeah.
So listen. Now, I have now, and it depends as far as locks. But men, I do know that they do lock extensions on men and women because there's some men don't want to go through the little ugly stage. But
okay.
I think for me, it's all in the matter of how they carry themselves with it. I've seen one where he was growing his locks, but you know, he, like I said, he didn't want to do the little ugly stage, like the little beginner stage. He's like, I can't do that.
But you shouldn't come out with 18 inches, Shannon.
No.
You know, start out with a 10-inch or something.
No, right. He got it in his shoulder and actually got it like pulled back in two. You know, the two rope twist look great type thing, and just pulled it to the, and it was neat. I was like, okay, you know, and it helped his locks to grow, and then as his grew out, he cut that off.
See, I might could see that, but, you know, when you 1 week,
now,
you got, you know.
Shannon, okay, have you
got
dated somebody with lock extensions? See, this is, I have questions. You know, would you want a guy to tell you on y'all date, y'all eating out or whatever, and you say something like, yeah, you know, your dread's really long. How long it took you to grow that? And he was like, oh, this extension. Or don't care if you find out at the wrong moment. Like, how would you feel about that? Or have you dated somebody with lock extensions? Because your argument was real passionate.
Well, no. I didn't date anybody. I don't know. Now, if one of them happened to come out the wrong time, now that's something different. Now we're going to have a real conversation. Maybe not on the first date or so, but if we start to see more of each other and start getting serious, I think this would be somewhere along the line I should know. But then again, yeah, I mean, if they're prone to come out, tell me. If they don't come out, I don't need to know all of that. I mean, if they look real, they look good, then I'd say go with it. Just now, if they start
so
coming
do y'all
out,
think some weave is more acceptable than others? Because you think people, you know, for ages have worn toupees and stuff. So we know that
right.
men have done things. But, you know, like now they're coming out where men can get, like, lace front.
Yeah. Now, listen.
Right.
I condone the lace front. So now, listen. Let me explain. I condone them if they're the ones that are put on and cut into a fade to still make you look like a man. Because, listen. Nobody wants to accept going bald, men or women. And if it's something to make them feel a little better about themselves but still look like a man, like I said, they got them where they can cut them into the fade and it looks good and it looks real, I'm cool with that because you don't want to look going bald and you don't want that to show. That's fine. Cause, I mean,
let it go.
But that's the same way men get gray and dye them. I mean, men get gray and dye their hair. So what's the difference in men dyeing their hair because they don't like the gray?
I would have
an issue. But everybody's hair don't look good bald.
Well,
oh,
thank God my husband does. Look, there go my husband.
I know. Thank God mine does, too, because he can't be wearing, asking for
my
lace front tape.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Because, see, honestly, to me, and this has always been you know, a thing. If I was dating my husband and he was doing other stuff with his hair and I found out it wasn't his, I'd have a problem with that. But I love,
me too.
Me, a bald head kind of, for me, says man, you know. And
yes,
that's just
yeah.
my, like, even with my son, when his hair started growing, I'm like, you need to cut that a little bit shorter, you know. But, I would, you know, and then let's say, I would have a problem if a man said, I wear wigs versus him saying, I wear toupee. You know, I don't even know if they still call them toupees, but if my husband ever decided he didn't want to be, you know, shave his head and be bald, which, you know, I do love, and he wanted to try something else, he better not say a wig. He better say a toupee or something else.
Some
it's a verb
and
I would have a problem with. Yeah. Like LaVon said, he can't be borrowing my wig glue and saying,
I
need to find a wig.
See, well, first of all, I think y'all discriminate against because y'all don't want to share a lace front glue. And that's not right. That is not right because y'all don't want to share.
But how both of us going to be going to go get, you know, get our lace front, you know, can you take my lace front while you going so she could pluck mine and get my, you know, get the baby? See, we can't, no.
Well, you better sit down
and let me shave your head.
I mean, I like a bald head man myself. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's nothing like sitting and watching a movie just rubbing a nice bald head. That's like
Arranged hairs by Valencia.com. And bald head. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that I think, because let's be honest, there are some men with some self-esteem issues. Women are not the only ones
right.
who suffer with that. So
that is
for
true.
Those that are
true.
Having self-esteem issues and they've lost their hair, especially you got some men that their hair was their thing, like, you know, those brothers that just walked around brushing all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the and that was
why,
the thing, and now that it's gone,
that's why
they ain't got right. They, that's why it's gone, right? But now that it's gone, they can't really. And I think if he got it and told me, like, you know, this it's a real sensitive spot for him, but you know, I do get this done because I'm bald, and honestly, I don't like it. Now together, we could work on, you know, your, to help you understand that, baby. I love it bald. You know, you don't have to do that. But I think I could probably work with it because, I mean, if it makes you feel better, and like I said, if you're not getting it down your back, you're getting it done and where you're still getting it cut really low and nice and neat to still look like a fade, what have you. Because, I mean, I've seen some, I'm like, dang, I would have never guessed that was a lace front. Well, a full lace, not like fairly front, so they glue the whole thing.
I would just need to not know. You know, that would be one of those things you just need to take it to the grave, you know. Don't ever tell me.
Well,
I don't want to know. I couldn't. I mean, and it, I do feel bad because you did say, you know, yeah, maybe I am discriminating because, you know, he have to deal with my hair everywhere. You know, I got a,
right.
you know, hair hanging up now.
Right.
So I really do it, you know, but I just, I don't know. But I guess it's just what I envision as what's manly and what's a man to me. So I don't,
right.
if he's ever, you know, don't ever tell me, which I mean, like now it's too late now. 25 years, you done had a bald head all this time, ain't no going back. But I just I couldn't know, you know. Go get your hair done and don't let me know. You come back and I'm like, oh babe, they done shaped you up nicely, but I can't ever know that that's a lace front.
You know, I'm wondering though, have I ever dated anybody that had one and I didn't know it?
Ooh. You need to send out a mass text. I say a mass text like Shannon been trolloping around Florida, but
I know.
You need to send a mass text because I have questions too. That is so interesting. I love that, you know, we made it funny but serious and, you know, kind of back and forth because these are real things that, you know, women don't talk about. Or men either, you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't imagine what it's like being a man today when it's, I just got a text, LaVon, you got people's stomach hurting. I just want to throw that at you. And Shannon, of course, you know, it was just a hashtag hot minute before you was going to start. But think about with, you know, with a man today, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I'm raising my son, and, you know, you have me and then you have, you know, my husband. But then, like, you see, you know, like his friends or different things, his age group sees on social media of stuff. It's like you're fighting a war to keep your young men to be our idea of what a man is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I honestly think, and this is one of the notes that I wrote, when you look at it from a certain perspective, maybe because I'm Southern or whatever else, I don't know. But when you look at it, you know, I think part of it is a conspiracy to change the dynamics of the family.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm just being honest with that by making women be more manly and making men be okay with expressing their feminine side and, you know, everything's okay, be what you want, do what you want. But then we want to complain about, you know, there's no such thing as marriages these days or family these days and those things. But, it, you know, and those are just my thoughts, you know, like I've said before when we talked about, I think I said this when we talked about colorism, the part the media has played in, you know, with making black women feel like lighter is better. I think I said that if not, then that comment goes to that show. But, and I think, you know, if you look at media, the part media plays in that, you know, with, and those are just my thoughts, because it's hard to be what you are raised up when the message is like even with Bruce Jenner, you know, going from an athlete to, you know, on a cover magazine faces, you know, hair, lace front, lace with his hair, whatever it is, laid dresses and everything else. And then if you would have said something wrong, you would have got bashed and, oh, you know, you are anti this or anti that or whatever.
Yes.
You know, well, I ain't his ex-wife or his kids. I ain't got to deal with them. However, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's almost like it's not acceptable to accept what we're being fed. You got to fight harder to be a man or to be a woman. In the original ways that it was meant. Oh, that was good.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
And the dynamic has changed so much.
And you know, those are my, like, I know women that cut their grass, and I will clearly say I'm not that woman. I don't even like walking in the grass, much less cutting it. I don't like bugs, you know. I don't like touching the trash, looking at the trash, pulling it to the road. And that's, you know, that's me. You know, and I do consider myself a strong woman. I am a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like, you know, there are men in my house that play certain roles.
Yes.
And so, you know.
And I think that's it, Valencia, what you said, and I think that's exactly it, is, you know, in your household, you have to know what roles, you know, who's playing what roles. Because, like you said, there are women that like cutting grass and like doing their yard work. I know I'm just not one of them. You know, there are women that like to work on cars. Well, I know that won't ever be me. But the things that I do and that I can contribute to our household, that's what I do. You know, we made that clear line and we defined that early. I'm going to take care of the inside of this house. You're going to take care of the outside. It was just as simple as that, because I'm not cutting grass. You know, even now my husband's trying to teach me and tell me to change a tie. Yeah, I can change a tie, but am I going to ever change one? No.
Not as long as I got roadside assistance.
I think it kind of is a great segue into what we're going to talk about next. But I think, especially in relationships, there has to be some definition, you know, the roles. What are we going to do? Who's going to do what?
I love it. So as we begin to, and I can't wait till we get to announce our next show, because that's really going to be interesting. And y'all just have to stay connected with the show on Facebook to know what it's going to be about. You know, we're on some serious stuff. Women, y'all need to talk about that. Are you making your man feminine and talk about you ain't a real man, but then you out, you know? That's my ending comment for the show.
Yeah.
You ain't a real man.
Yes.
But then you around there telling your kids, I got to do the work of me and your daddy. Well, I...
My God.
That's my ending
comment. Watch what you say. Don't ever tell me Happy Father's Day, unless you're willing to tell my husband Happy Mother's Day. That's my ending comment. So we really need to look at the messages we're putting out there for our children, and we're expecting them. You know, we're expecting our young men to grow up and be quote unquote real men, but then they see, you know, your friends, family, and Facebook and everybody else telling you Happy Father's Day. They're going to get confused. You my mama, you my daddy. That's my
two cents,
Shannon.
I mean,
your closing comments for the show tonight.
I mean, you pretty much just said it. I mean, I have to agree. Don't ever say Happy Father's Day to me unless you want me to unfriend you on Facebook or block you up in real life.
She will do
it. No, but I will do it. But
she will.
But I would have to say, you know, like Valencia said, it is something, honestly, we have to think about, because, like I said, I found myself in it. So absolutely think about, what are you doing, women, that are causing these men to take on a more feminine role? And any man that's listening, if you have boys, I pray, fight to make sure that this is not happening for your boys. And at the same time, make sure you stand up and don't allow anybody to feminize you. You know, look at yourself and check you and make sure, like, you know, am I a little bit, you know, doing a little bit too much? Am I taking, you know, things I might be doing? Am I going way to the left with it? Because society tells me it looks good, but like Valencia said, if you pay attention, society is geared towards breaking
messed
up the family structure. It's all messed up and trying to mess up the family structure. So in order to put our families back together, in order to put ourselves back together, you know, pay attention to what's happening. And women, I say this, because this is something even as Valencia was talking earlier and LaVon was talking, I had to think to myself and answer the question to yourself, why am I so afraid to allow a man to be a man in my life? And that's my two cents.
We didn't gave them a lot to think about. I know LaVon's about to drop the mic.
I'm not even following up behind that. That is,
LaVon, I'm going to go ahead on and give us the evangelist version of all that we said.
Right.
Come on, preacher.
Y'all are so wrong, so wrong. I just love what you said, though. Shannon, oh, my God, I love that. So we'll talk about that offline. But I guess if I had to give any final remarks, you know, my closing remarks will be just that. Everything that the ladies have already said is to understand why I was created and not to be afraid to own it, because no one else can beat me being me. Nobody. And so don't allow society, don't allow, you know, your friends, your family, your neighbors, don't allow anyone to put you in a box that was never intended to hold you. You know, just, that's it. Just don't allow anyone to put you in a box that was never intended to hold you.
And there it is.
Wow.
Oh.
There it is. And I'm going to add this 2 cents, too, real quick. We are the man's rib. He's not ours. That's all I have to say. So y'all
Preach.
Have a lot as class, hashtag amen. Y'all have a lot to think about, whether you are a man or a woman. You really need to evaluate that. And if you don't see a problem with, you know, men being feminized, then, you know, catch some of the other shows where we talk about other stuff. But we really have to look at the whole thing, the bigger picture. Because are we all going to be a society of women that's men and men that's women? I have questions. Let us know what you thought about the show. You could connect with Shannon and LaVon and me on Facebook and all social media. We're there. But make sure you let us know on Define You Radio's Facebook page. What are your thoughts? Are you a woman that's pushing your man to not want to be the man of the house? Let's say that again. I never heard of the woman. Well, I've heard the woman of the house, but I'm just saying it's the man of the house. The man.
Wow.
With that being said,
pens
and papers down,
right,
class is officially over. Make sure you stay connected. And until next time, your past doesn't define you. It gives you definition, and it's up to you what you do with that. We'll see you next time.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Define You Radio. Make sure you can...